anyone ever been involved in some sort of competition at some point? What's the weirdest of competition you've ever
had in your life? Alex, I entered a competition for rubber band tiles, model aircraft, built by people under 15 in Scotland with completely open wheels tied together, and I won.
That's brilliant.
It was once in another room, right a story, and I won, and I found out later, and I didn't want to go into it.
First place. Any other particular competition? Alan. I wrote the music. It was in the wind. That's fine.
I would rather competition that takes place around my intention to be with wildlife in my life.
Well, wildlife and new competition. What was the wildlife?
I'm wondering if this could be the start.
Fantastic. Okay. Does anyone feel that actually a new specific competition is another band called Aircraft? Photographs and films and stories. Does anyone feel that actually life can be a bit of a competition at times? Does it feel like a competition sometimes? Yeah? Yeah. Is there a part of which is probably something to think about rather than something to shout out loud and listen to? Yeah, that's fine. Is there a part of your life that feels like a competition that shouldn't be a competition?
It was super competitive for that, and whether it was really a new competition too, but everyone was talking about how their child is doing, nothing different before, and that's really competitive, I thought they couldn't be
competitive. The first person into the pool when it was stirred up, which is true, but only the first person. Who didn't come first? Valerie didn't come first. Francis came first, it was only entrance. But it wasn't like that in this competition. There were lots of people who look at it, these Indians wanting to be first in the pool, and they couldn't all be first in the pool because it's a competition. And this poor chap had been there for 38 years, which is a lifetime. Go back to people on the roots of the symbol of a lifetime. 38 years. And he never got any food. He'd been there all those years, didn't have any friends. He was talked to that man, and he speaks to him. Now, have a look at the question that we've got in our speech that Jesus asked him. I think it's verse 6. Have a look. Question. Verse 6 in the English. Then he shouted out, do you want to get wet? What do you ask him now? Sometimes words can have more than one meaning, can't they? You want to get well, words can have more than one meaning. Francesca, would you sharpen my attention, please? Thank you. I'm going to illustrate by saying, oh, look, she's made a point. Alright? I've made a point. So, you know, words can have more than one meaning. Now, the Greek word is translated as well. Is like that. I'm going to wander over here and pick up this rather wonderful ancient Bible. It is instantly falling apart. So if anyone wanted to make a Christian church, they'd be prepared by a foot binder. I'd be thinking that. Young ones, they're trying to take this time to read our ancient Bible, the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in chapter 5, chapter 2, we will find in verse 6, and we will read our worship chapter 1. Right. So that's in chapter 5, we've got chapter 6, so it's here somewhere. Chapter 5 is this time, yeah. We will find the question that we start, we can read it out.
What shall be made whole?
What shall be made whole? Okay, so our modern translation, do you want to be made well, do you want to get well? And it says, what shall be made whole? What shall be made whole? What shall be made whole? And then we use the word whole. Now, the Greek word, the Greek word means well, okay? It means whole. It means correct. It means right. So, we're going to have two options that Jesus is probably speaking Aramaic. Whoever puts his words into Greek and use the words, I've got all these in text, I've got all these meanings. Do you want to now be made whole? Do you want to get well? Now, what might it mean to be made whole? What might it mean to be made whole? It's really a question to take home and ponder, actually. So, young ones and old ones, we take home these questions. Do I want to be made well, straight, whole? It's too far from each other. And we might be like the man in the story. Because actually, we are rather fast, and he obviously won't be made well. And he said, I would be made well, but I can't get in the pond fast enough. And so Jesus gives him what he wants. He makes him well, and he says, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And at once, after 38 years of personal disability, he picks up his mat and walks. We don't quite know what he's talking about, we're reading that he doesn't know his friend. But I wonder whether he picked up one of these two meanings and not the other. Whether he picked up wellness that you wouldn't pick up a weekend today, wholeness. So we need to listen closely to you, so we might miss the point. Now, if you are satisfied with his physical cleaning, the Jewish leaders were very dissatisfied. It's the Sabbath, they said, and the law forbids you to carry your mat. I was tempted, he said. The man who made me well said to him, pick up your mat and walk. That's a bad thing, but it's the Sabbath, and he was told it's not lawful. Who was this fellow who told you to pick up your mat and walk? And rather like the man, they missed the point. They missed the point. To hear someone who is able to say to someone who has been disabled for 38 ages, pick up your mat and walk. And what we're worried about is that he's broken the law. What we could ask was, do you want to be made whole, well, whole? Later on, Jesus finds the man at the temple. And it is true that he finds the man. He finds him. Maybe Jesus decides that he hasn't quite got the point. And he starts with how you'd expect him to start. Hey, you're looking well. The word for himself. And in one of those little moments that makes us realise that Jesus is not a cuddly old society going around giving out cuddly cream eggs. Because what he comes out with is, see your way again, stop sitting or something worse may happen to you. That's not very cuddly, is it? Jesus is not saying that he was disabled because he was a sinner. Can I say that? We know that, but it's always worth repeating. He's not saying that. That's never his teaching. He's saying something like, you were stuck for 38 years, quite helpless. No mates, not able to get into the pool. Today, for the first time for a long time, you're well again. But I tell you, if you don't turn your life right around, then something worse is coming your way. Tough teaching. An ordinary guy who might have dealt an extraordinarily tough hand. And think it's given an even tougher message. And when you should probably take pity on him, it's no evidence here that he was a thief, murderer, or the other. Any of the things that he was putting to the nasty box. A lovely, kind, compassionate Jesus meets his expressed need, I want to walk, and goes and finds him and says it's extraordinary things. Turn back to God, that's what it means to him. Be made whole. So that's what he's saying. Go back to God, be made whole. Have the thing you were actually offered. But the thing that Jesus didn't offer to us is not stopping you to it, never stopping you to it. It comes to you to be made whole. And how do we miss the point? How do we fail to grasp what's on offer? Is it because life is so continuously a competition? A competition over things that shouldn't be a competition, like how the kids are doing. How the front garden looks. Whether your house is painted nicely. Whether you've got the latest furniture, the latest car, whatever it may be. Is it also something in our work, in our relationships, do we make life a competition because we like competing? I do. I try and do the best that I can do. Is that actually a thing in the nature of life? And instead of reacting to the love of God. Just remember this. I don't often refer to our old Bible because I think modern translations on the whole are more helpful. But this is a really useful thing. Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? It's absolutely lovely, the resonance of that verse. So at the start of the gospel, Jesus is to be found in a filthy sort of semi-pagan shrine occupied by outsiders, people who, because they're disabled, are outside the community. And from that semi-pagan shrine, kind of shrine place, he comes and offers wholeness. This means actually he'll come even to me and even to you in our stupid competitiveness. friend works out in the name of Jesus.